이렇게 말해 참아.
참 대시 못해. 대시 좋나? 생기지.
And after that, as time, we will build the generation of masters in my disciples.
다음은 뭐네? 하트소드라 등등의 대가리 만주 잡았다는 캐나즈 아 가소래 최상자는 시동반이 인사받지 잡았지.
And you should take to mind the emptiness of apparent existence of all phenomena.
我就把这个人放在桌子上，把他们全部往我这里都往这边拉走。 نفری؟
نه نه
شام سیاد کلم نماد داده نیست چون چیه؟
نه نه
ماشین کابو چون؟
Very happy to have the opportunity to give a sermon to the comic people and their guests. the vehicle of the bodhisattvas and the vehicle of the heroes derives completely from compassion, based on compassion. Therefore, all of the Buddha's teachings can be included within two sentences. If you can, help others. If you cannot, at least do not harm them. All of the meaning of the teachings within Buddhism are included within these two sentences. With the practice of compassion as its basis, the various Buddhist systems set forth many different presentations of how to develop wisdom, this being in order to enhance the development of a compassionate consciousness of limitless duration. If one has an altruistic attitude, an attitude of helping others, it brings a sense of comfort and ease to oneself, and a sense of comfort and ease also to those who are around you. When a person generates hatred or pride or any of the other afflictive emotions, oneself becomes ill at ease without any sense of happiness, and those who are around one also become ill at ease too. In the past, there was no one in the world who became happy through getting angry, and there won't be anyone in the future either. We all want happiness. We are all the same in wanting happiness and not wanting suffering. And in order to get rid of suffering and gain happiness, there's no way to do this just in dependence on external material things. There are many conditions which must be, many internal conditions, mental conditions which must be present in order for us to have happiness. Therefore, based on the fact that we want happiness, we should work a lot at generating a compassionate consciousness and seek to control our anger. The practices set forth to enhance these types of consciousnesses were condensed into 8 verses by the Gaudiya Gita Vanikamba. I'm going to give a commentary on each one of the verses individually, and after I give it, we'll all read the verse together out loud, and then think on it. Shen, oneself is only one, whereas other sentient beings are limitless and infinite in number. Thus the situation between self and other is the same. So then what is the difference? The difference is in number. Oneself is only one, the others are limitless in number. Who would choose the welfare of just one over the welfare of a limitless number of people? Therefore, one should not neglect others, considering oneself to be more important than others. Rather, one should neglect one's own welfare and cherish others far more than oneself, and seek to develop a sense of kindness one pointedly toward all other beings, cherishing them more highly than a wish-granting gem. So then we'll recite together the first stanza. With the determination to accomplish the highest welfare for all sentient beings who surpass even a wish-granting gem, may I learn to hold them dear. So now think on the meaning of that. It might be that you would think, how could I possibly do this since my mind is so full of the afflictive emotions? However, the mind does what it is used to. What we're not used to, we find to be difficult. But even difficult things, we can gradually get used to. Therefore, Shantideva said in his engaging Bodhisattva deeds, there isn't anything which, with time, you can't get used to. Then the second stanza. When one wants to generate a good altruistic mind, attitudes of pride and so forth, of which one considers oneself to be better or superior to others, prevent such development. Therefore, it's important to respect others and to consider oneself lower than other people. Therefore, no matter who one is accompanying with, one should consider oneself to be lower than that person. It is on the basis of a false reason that we take pride in ourselves and feel that we're superior to others. Thus, in the same way, if one reflects on the good qualities of others and one's own bad qualities, it's easy to generate respect for others. When one is prideful, there's no way to be happy.
把原厂的剩的盐粉让给他，等完了他过几个，等完了他过数月上的几个，等那个在俺眼里头呢，哎，这数几个来黄了盐，没多少个几个，上不去来了人呢，你主要他过来，你满足的人呢，剩了地位不满的。
When one When one thinks that one is better than others, when one's mind is full of pride and feels that one is better than others, then when someone is in a place, in a rank higher than oneself, one can't possibly be happy. Pride, you should should think on the 12 links of dependent arising, or on the on the divisions of the various constituents. The basic antidote to all of these faulty states is the wisdom realizing emptiness. And this will be discussed later. Therefore, right at the time of generating an affliction, you should rely on the appropriate antidote right at that time to that affliction, and seek it from, or seek to keep it from developing. And if, when you generate an afflictive emotion, you can't rely on its antidote, you find it hard to do so, then at least seek to distract your mind from it. Now read the third stanza. In all actions, may I search into my mind, and as soon as an afflictive emotion arises, endangering myself and others, may I firmly face and avert it. Now, what is the fault of generating an afflictive emotion? When one comes under the influence of an afflictive emotion, not only does one become discomforted right at that time, but also this induces suffering in the future. This induces bad physical and verbal deeds. For instance, if you become angry, this can lead to violent words, and then even violent physical acts in which others are hurt. And these actions establish predispositions in the mind, and those predispositions that are in the mind bring about suffering in the future. Therefore, it's said in a verse, if you want to know what you were doing in the past, look at your body now. If you want to know what will be happening to you in the future, look at what your mind is doing now. Therefore, the Buddhist theory of actions and their effects means that since we want happiness and want to get rid of suffering, and since it's virtuous actions that lead to happiness and non-virtuous that lead to suffering, we must now give up the non-virtuous actions and engage in virtue. Although it's not possible in a few days to take upon oneself the complete practice of the abandoning of non-virtues and the assumptions of virtues, one can gradually develop one's practice higher and higher and gradually get used to it.
习惯的，把上大众用新年的三千年对住长空能动车人心大的太老心念不带精神小哦，但这个人的三千那得这个哎呀西个独占一把那得自己西个年人心年把一把的学了年把一把的也不是个男的都不对的年把一把的那是不是那太的太那得要我们多啊那得得要我们多那得得用我的第二个马的身体说说话这些人生下来的这些去吧原来要命的这些都告诉人现在怎么讲过的你是讲过的你那人对你是怎么样的与天然天性你也说话三百你做做人嘛呢你已经得了老母的钱
When one meets with persons of that personality or who have sickness or some particularly strong problem one should not feel to create a distance between oneself and them or feel alien from them but rather generate an especially strong attitude of cherishing them and holding them dear
然后就告诉我嘞所以那么如果讲人现在就是这个没在哪年里啊要去啊肯定不要的然后本来你们可信可信我呢吃了这个就说说他说的那么教育也是在里啊但没什么人乱当的全人不懂啊那只是奇怪的只是两人奇怪的
In the past in Tibet, those persons who are engaged in this type of training of the mind in order to transform it took on themselves the burden of serving persons or persons who have leprosy even, much as the Christian monks and so forth do without it. So read the fourth stanza together. When I see beings of bad nature pressed by violent sins and suffering, may I cherish them as if I had found a precious treasure difficult to find. There is no great fruit to be gained through taking the small loss, then one without any motivation of hatred, but with a motivation of compassion, can respond in a strong manner. For instance, among the 46 minor vows that are taken by persons training in the Bodhisattva path, it is a among the 46 precepts that persons who have taken the Bodhisattva vow must train in, it says that one must answer appropriately and overcome someone who is engaged in a wrong activity. It's necessary to stop, destroy, or cause to cease an evil action that is deemed done by someone else. In one of the previous verses of Buddha himself, he was born as the captain, the compassionate one. On his ship were 500 traders. Among those 500 merchants, there was one who thought to kill the other 499, and whereby he could take control of all of their goods. And the captain attempted many times to give advice to the man not to do such an evil deed. However, he kept up his plan to kill the
499.
Now the captain had compassion for the 499 persons whom that other one was seeking to kill. He didn't want, he wanted to help them save their lives, and he had compassion for the man who was planning to kill them, in that that person would accumulate a tremendous bad karma if he engaged in the killing. Therefore, the captain decided that it would be better for he himself to take upon himself the burden of killing that one person. Because there was no other means then, he killed the person. With this kind of compassionate, pointed motivation, the captain accumulated great merit through even this deed of killing. So this is an example of the type of activity that a bodhisattva must engage in order to engage in the appropriate activity to stop someone else who's doing an evil deed.
把那些三人的。
Now repeat that verse. So repeat the verse. When others, out of jealousy, treat me badly with abuse, slander, and so on, may I suffer the defeat.And offer the victory to others. Now, if you have treated a person with great kindness and helped that person a lot, it indeed would be fitting if that person in turn treated you well. But even if that person treats you badly and abuses you, and even though in the worldly way, it would be suitable for you to respond in a bad way in turn, for somebody who's engaged in the practice of the Bodhisattva deeds, it's important to treat that person with special respect. For a person who's engaged in the Bodhisattva practices, it's important to view the...